Fourth One.
Boogie in the morning.
Arlene had to get a train yesterday back from Perth, and she'd had a couple of glasses of Prosecco with her pal Susan, and you got on the train. You didn't have a reserved seat.
No, I didn't, because okay, I've missed my first train.
You missed your first train because you were still in the pub. Yeah. But you got a second train, and as you're trying to find a seat, was it quite busy, the train?
It was very busy. It was the stage of train from Stirling to Edinburgh, so the train was really quite packed.
Gotcha.
A lot of people going back to Edinburgh, maybe for university and all the rest of it. Yeah.
So tell us what happened.
Well, I got on the train. I looked for a fairly empty-ish carriage, went on, and a lot of people rushing for empty seats and things. And I came to a seat with a young lady sitting. It was one of the table of four seats.
Oh, okay.
And there was a spare seat, but her handbag was sitting on it. Right. And her knee was sort of halfway across the seat. So I stood there and said, excuse me, is it possible to sit on this seat? And she looked at me. She went, tutted, and then rolled her eyes before lifting her bag off the seat onto her lap and moving her knee round.
Yeah.
So I said,
tell me what you said to the girl. This is the best bit. What did you actually say? These words came out of Arlene's mouth to this girl. How old was the girl?
She was probably about 20.
20, yeah. And you said,
I'm sorry, am I depriving your handbag of a seat?
You couldn't have just gone somewhere else, could you?
I wasn't. The thing is, the girl's sitting opposite and they weren't together. She also had her handbag on the seat.
Yeah.
It's like, come on! Get your bags off the seat.
Were they expensive handbags? Were they like Gucci or like Mulberry or something?
I don't know.
Because if it was a Mulberry bag, that's probably worth more than you are.
That's a good point, but did her handbag buy a ticket? No.
Oh, that is annoying. That is annoying.
It's so annoying. It's just rude.
Yeah.
Come on, young people.
I don't like the I don't like people who sit on the train sideways.
No.
You know, you don't sit like straight on with the seat. You sit sideways with one knee up like that. That's annoying.
I mean, nobody likes sitting next to strangers, really, do they? And there's all that whole barging for elbow room and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry,
but
when the train's
transport.
Busy, for goodness sake, just shift your stuff.
Has that ever happened to you? There's always someone on the bus or there's always someone on the train who does that. This is quite good. Hi, guys, I'm 18 and I agree with the bag.
I think you're talking about me.
It's my pet hate. I once had to sit on the floor of the bus to London because a woman had her sandwich on the seat.
What?
And she didn't want it to fall apart. I was furious. I'll remain anonymous for that reason.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have had that. I would have been prepared to sit on that sandwich all the way to London.
Would you leave your sandwich on a seat in a bus?
No,
neither would I.